It's Monday morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining us. Well, it looks like our team, all of our team are present, and we trust that you had a wonderful break from the toils, the daily toils in which we engage, and that you are feeling great this morning. It's good to get up. It's good to be awake and really dwelling in the head of the day. These hours are the beginning of what is a great day that God has given to us to show forth His glory. This is a global prayercast dedicating to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the entire earth. And so we have been focusing our prayers on the various parts of the earth, and that's what we're doing for the next, I would say, 34 days or so, up until April 13th, and that's the day that our process, or at least our, this phase ends, and the 13th of April is Palm Sunday. And so we're enjoying being in agreement with the Lord concerning the nations, because God has purposes concerning the nations. And if we had any doubt about that, well, we know Satan has purposes, so God must have purposes concerning the nations. If you're listening to the current news, you would know that there is a nation in Eastern Europe that is looking to annex or take over a smaller nation, bring them into bondage. That's right before our eyes, you know. So believing God's word is quite possible for us when we understand that He wants to free people from bondages, and He does that in concerning nations as well. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, and verse 1 through 3, if you would join me, I would like to quickly share that scripture with us. It's Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 1 through 3, and this is a record of God's desire and deliverance, and it came to pass, it actually did, to deliver the Hebrews, the captive Jews in Babylon, and set them in their own land and give them the opportunity, will certainly make them the head and not the tail. God wants to free people. So verse 1 says, "For the Lord," and I'm reading from the Amplified Version, "for the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, the captive Jews in Babylon, and will again choose Israel and set them in their own land, and foreigners who are proselytes will join them and will cleave to the house of Jacob," which is Israel. "And the peoples of Babylonia shall take them and bring them to their own country of Judea and help restore them. And the house of Israel will possess the foreigners who prefer to stay with them in the land of the Lord as male and female servants. And they will take captive, not by the physical, but by moral might, those whose captives have been, and they will rule over their former oppressors. When the Lord has given you rest from your sorrow and pain and from your trouble and unrest and from the hard service with which you were made to serve." So that's a record, a biblical record, and the rest of Scripture testifies to the fact that that it did in fact, and history does as well, in fact, come to pass, that God takes the nation of Israel And they were captive in Babylon, and God freed them and put them in their own land and gave them moral might over those with whom or who had them captive and caused them to rule over their oppressors. And so they were given rest from sorrow and pain and from the trouble and the hard service and the unrest that they were experiencing. That's the business that God is in. So even as we listen to the breaking news on today, please understand that there's a battle for the nations. There's a battle for the nations. And Satan wants to keep the nations captive. And wherever there's freedom, he wants to bring bondage and oppression. Well, once again, welcome to all of you, and thank you for joining us, being on time, being present. You're awesome. God is just pleased, I'm sure, that you have made up your mind to be a part of his great solution concerning peoples everywhere. So today, in our journey and adventure in praying on behalf of the nations, we're still on praying on behalf of the Americas and the Caribbean. And the Americas would include all of North America and all of South America. And today, I ask for your pardon for a little bit of distortion that we're having, and we pray that that will go away. However, today we're praying for the nations, the nations of the Americas and the Caribbean, and we're praying specifically today for Grenada, Guadalupe, Guatemala, and Guyana. Long live Guyana, that's where I'm from, and Haiti. Haiti is the other side of the island of Hispaniola, across from the Dominican Republic. So we thank God for those five countries: Grenada, Guadalupe, Guatemala, Guyana, and Haiti. And so we have this pleasure of praying for these peoples. We're not just praying for a landmass, we're praying, actually praying for a people that Satan sought to keep in bondage and who ultimately God will free, whole nations. So while we're doing that, I've opened up your lines and you can be heard. And we're going to go into prayer now. We'll open up our session with prayer. Father, we thank you, dear God, for this time, this season of prayer, in this day that is yet young. We thank you for giving us the rest that we had. We thank you for giving us the mind to serve you on this day as we did on yesterday and in days past. We thank you that you are creating in us, Lord, a purpose and willingness to serve you and to worship you on a daily basis. Thank you for each of our prayer partners today that have joined us so willingly, up early, just like your son did. The scripture said of him that he arose while it was yet dark. And we thank you that you've given us the same privilege, and we are walking in it with joy, great joy. Father, we know, Lord, that you are the only wise God, and on top of that, you are the righteous God. So we have trepidation about walking into your presence without making sure that we are completely covered with the righteousness that is provided through your Son, Christ Jesus. And so we ask that his complete work that was so gloriously done before the eyes of all creation would be applied to our lives even on this morning, and we would be forgiven completely for all of our missing of the mark, all of our transgressions, intentional and unintentional, conscious and unconscious, where we missed the mark and the standard of righteousness that you have set, not just for yourself, but for all of creation. And we thank you today for that forgiveness. We receive it knowing that it's an act of mercy on your part. We could not deserve it. We could not earn it. But because of your great love and mercy that you've sent towards us, that has lighted upon us, that we can even make a plea to receive that forgiveness. We also thank you for your cleansing. We want to be clean before you today, so that our presence, mingling with your presence, will be a sweet aroma to yourself. We thank you today for this privilege that we have. Wash us and make us whole in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we're seeking God for freedom from, actually in our prayer guide, we are on day 6, and we're roughly 2 days behind, and we will probably be about, well, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke that noise, in the name of Jesus, that comes to disrupt. Come to interfere in the name of Jesus. We rebuke that activity.
We rebuke that noise.
Yes.
And it's back to the
name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the name
of
the
Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for doing it, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes, as you were saying, we are praying for the freedom of nations and, of course, individuals, persons and families make up the nations. So let us go to pray, and we are praying for Grenada, Guadalupe, Guatemala, and Guyana, and Haiti. And we know that all of these nations, the enemy has sought to keep a stronghold and control over those nations. Father, we pray today that you would break every form of bondage in these nations. And we know that the people suffer. We know that they are tormented. We know that they have a sense of being in bondage. And so we pray that they would be free from every form of substance abuse, even as they seek to medicate their pain. We thank you, Lord God, that there's freedom in you, that your remedy for pain is worshiping at your feet. And we pray that these nations would... inside of them, there would be wise counselors to bring intervention and help, and that you will heal their minds and bodies, and that they will turn from their wicked ways, turn from self-centeredness to living their lives for Christ. We pray today that healing would come for spirit, soul, and body. Even as people begin to stir on this day, we pray, O God, that you would give them a mind to call on you, to look above them, to look above their heads, and that their eyes would turn away from their circumstances and they would find you and you would find them, and there would be reunification. They would come back to you. They would turn and call on you, knowing that any help that they will get comes from you. So we pray for these five countries today, the country of Grenada, the country of Guadalupe, the country of Guatemala, and certainly Guyana, and also Haiti. We pray today that the fingers of torment and bondage, that your anointing would come so heavily that it will break every yoke, whatever it may be, breaking the bondage. Your word says that your anointing breaks and destroys all yokes of bondage. So today we ask that you now cause your anointing to break and destroy any yokes of bondages, along with all their works, all their roots, all their fruits, all of their tentacles, all of their links, in the name of Christ Jesus, for whom all of these nations and the entire earth was created, that he would have possession. It is your inheritance. And we thank you, Lord, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is able to break all of these bondages, bondages of deception, bondages that include desires for this world, disbelief, disdain, disobedience, dissensions and divisions and divination and doubt, egoism and envy and false burdens that have been placed by the enemy, the fantasies of lust and fears, the spirit of fear. We speak right now to you to go back to the pit of hell from which you came, and leave the nations alone that God has created for his own son's inheritance. We pray against fornication, the fretting and the giving, causing offenses, Lord, even today, so that people are contentious. We pray that that spirit would leave, the spirit of gossip and greed and guilt. Hard-heartedness, Lord, would be banished, and the spirit of heaviness would also leave and go back to where it came from, the spirit of hate and haughtiness and hypocrisy and idolatry and impatience and indifference, the spirits that will seek to intimidate, the spirit of intolerance and irritation and jealousy, all of those filthy demons, we speak to them right now with one voice in the name of Jesus, that you would take up your weapons and you would flee. We resist all of those demonic influences and spirits right now in the name of Jesus. We speak against the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the mind, against legalism, against jealousy, against being judgmental, against plotting and presumption, against pride, against lying and manipulation, against mischief and murder, plotting, provoking, railing, rebellion, resentment, restlessness, rigidity, rudeness, sexual idolatry, sexual immorality, sexual impurity, sexual perversion, selfishness, self-centeredness, self-delusion, self-confusion, self-righteousness, self-condemnation, self-criticism, self-analysis, self-deception, self-pity. We include, Lord, on these lists of tentacles and roots that the enemy has put in place in these nations. We include sodomy. We include strife, shame, slander, being stiff-necked. We included the struggling that goes on in people's spirits. Unforgiveness, being unsubmissive, and the spirit of vanity and worry, the spirit of worldliness, and all wicked spirits, including those of witchcraft and voodoo, mischief and perfectionism, oppression and depression, frustrations, addictions, all addictions, Lord, of all kinds. Help the people to find relief from their hurt and their suffering and from their pain in you. So we break the stronghold of those dependencies in the name of Jesus, so that your people are free from oppression, depression, frustration, and all those things, complaining, the spirit of murmuring, in the name of Jesus, all unrighteousness, all sin, all demonic influences that are found among people in these five nations: Grenada, Guadalupe, Guatemala, Guyana, and Haiti. You have given deliverance to the nations and freedom from all these bondages. We know that you can free by your anointing. Your anointing destroys every yoke. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now. Amen and amen. And while we're praying for those, we want to remember Tammy Khalil. I don't know what day it is in her recovery program, but we know that she was, at least we were told, that she was there for 30, she'd be there for 30 days, and it may be coming up close to that, right about sometime this week or next week. And we thank God that she was bold and took steps to get the help she needed. And we pray that she's still in the program, because often what these residential programs will do, there will be a communications blackout where you're not able to call or be called by anyone, and while you're in there, so that you're focused and not distracted. And so we sent her a card letting her know that we are praying for her and all of that, but we, of course, are not able to speak with her. So let us pray for her right now. Father, we thank you that Tammy is under your watchful eye, and that you care about her and love her so much that your power for deliverance is available to her. And we pray, Lord, that every yoke would be destroyed moment by moment, day by day, in the name of Jesus, and that she would be free, completely free. She would come back to us totally delivered and restored in her spirit, in her soul, in her body, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ prevails. And so we apply the blood, and we send the word of deliverance and restoration directly to where she is right now. Keep her in perfect peace. Keep her, help her to keep her mind stayed upon you in the name of Jesus. Let her sense your presence today, Lord. And let her enjoy, even as the sun comes up today, enjoy the light of deliverance, the light of freedom In the name of Jesus, may she continue to breathe the fresh air of liberty that comes only through Christ. And we thank you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Kate, I would love to hear from you. Do you have a prayer request? Do you have something you want to share with us quite quickly? You know, that's why we're here. And I sense the presence of God in a special way on this day. And let us bask in it. Let us bask in it. Let us not be bashful and entertain the presence of God, which is among us today. We thank God for this gathering and for you. And so we would love to hear from you. Is there something that you would like to pray for, pray about? Just share that quickly as time is moving. And we want to join you in going before the throne of grace. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, that means a woman too, availeth much. Hallelujah. And I do want to thank you. Praise God. I do want to thank you for praying for me on yesterday. I was fine. There was nothing wrong with me. I was just very...
All right.
I was preparing myself for a very important meeting with some very important people, which occurred on yesterday. And thank you for your prayers. It went well. And it's part of a process that has to do with our project in restoring the building. I can sense that God is quite in the midst. And so thank you for supporting prayers. They strengthened us on yesterday. So that's my praise report. What's yours?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Deanna, I hear you. How is your husband doing?
praise God. Good morning, Pastor. He's doing okay. You know, he's not breathing very well. But yesterday, we got out. We took a walk. And we went to the movies and went out to dinner.
Okay.
You know, but it took us a long time to do that because, again, his breathing is really, really shallow. And when we got back to his house, I made sure he took his medicine and did his treatment. But he's been rebelling on what the doctors want him to do. He still want to do what he wants to do, and he doesn't realize that his way does not work. You know, he still is in denial about his illness, you know. And that it's really crunch time for him. It's life or death. It's either do what he's supposed to do or die. And it's as simple as that. There's no gray area. It's black or white, you know. And he's very hard-headed, to doing what he's supposed to do. But I still thank God that he's still here. You know, our marriage is not perfect. You know, we had some issues with him, but he's still here and he's holding on, but. I just want to put out there inside of space to all the saints that, my family is desperately needing prayer. I'm desperately in need of prayer. I'm asking God and to keep a hedge around my family and to build my children and make them strong, and me as well, because I have some things I'm still battling, But I know the God that I serve, that I love, is the one God, and he's kept me all these. And I could be a whole lot worse. I may not be the woman I want to be, but I'm not the woman I used to be. And I'm thankful for
praise
that.
God.
Very thankful.
Praise
for those who don't know
praise
it, I can't worry about what they think or what they feel. It's about me keep doing what I need to do and staying away,
Stay praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well,
Lord. Keep your head up, hon.
Well,
yes.
Amen.
Because, there's a you come up against people and see when there's a spirit of division, a spirit of manipulation, a spirit of anger, a spirit of hatred, And I'm witnessing these things, you know, right from my loved ones, you know? And it's sad. It really is. It's really sad. You know, because
okay, well,
all you want is to love them, you know? But if you can't make somebody, you can't make nobody be the way you want them to be, no matter how hard you try, you know? But sometimes you got to just let go and let God and get out of the driver's seat and let God drive.
Amen. You continue your focus. God honors your faithfulness to your husband and your willingness to be there at his side, even as he goes through his health challenges. You're constantly, as you serve in the way that you should, and you just testified of what you're doing in support of your husband. The grace of God comes into your life in a mighty way. You're a channel, so obviously, you know, God is with you. So you just continue to do all of the things that you know that are right in the sight of God, and he will continue to bless you and strengthen you. Right now, let us offer prayers for Chris, that the light would see the light, and that's so important. That's the initial thing, so that God's grace can come right into his life. You know, the windows will be open, and you know, fresh air and light will come in. Father,
amen.
We pray right now for Chris Powers, that on this day, that this would be a day where he moves with your help to open the windows so that the light will come in. He would allow you to just shine the light into his life in a mighty way. He would surrender to you. He would just bow before your awesomeness and receive what you have for him. And Lord, we know that you have good thoughts concerning him for a good end. You want him to be the head and not the tail. Father, draw him by your Holy Spirit on this day. Cause his mind to move towards you by your Holy Spirit. May he be able to hear and respond to what you are saying, to your call. Your call of love, your call of mercy, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the rest of the family, Lord, that the spirit of division would be gone, that spirit that comes to destroy, to steal, to kill, and to destroy, would be banished and gone. We bind up the works of those demons right now. And we speak peace. We close the door to the devils, and we open the door to the King of Glory, that he may come in and take up his rightful place as Lord and Master, Savior, the Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Counselor, Everlasting Father. That's who he is. And Father, we pray right now that even as the demons of destruction and strife would leave, that Christ, the Mighty One, would find his rightful place right in the midst to rule in peace in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing, and we know that there are great testimonies being made even now of your power to deliver. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Did anyone else have a praise report or prayer request?
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you.
This is for Sister Diana and for everyone else on the line. The 23rd Psalm, but with a little more meaning. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. That's relationship. I shall not want. That supply. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. He leads me beside the still waters. That's refreshment. He restoreth my soul. That's healing.
Yes.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness. That's guidance.
Yes.
For his name's sake, that's purpose.
Yes.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's testing.
Yes.
I will fear no evil. That's protection. For
thou
art with me. That's faithfulness. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's discipline. Thou prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's hope.
Yes.
Thou anointest my head with oil. That's consecration.
Mm.
My cup runneth over. That's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That's security. Forever.
Mm.
That's eternity. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
That's
powerful. Very powerful.
That's a good word for today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
your
name,
Lord. That's a good
word
for today. Brings comfort.
Thank
brings all those things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Father. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 We are
your
well provided for.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Everything that we want, everything that we need, it's right there. It's in him.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Glory to God.
Glory
thank you, Lord.
Him, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise the name of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are Lord Hallelujah. Worthy. God.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Almighty God.
Yes.
You are all strength. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Lord, you are righteousness.
Hallelujah.
You are peace.
Yes.
Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glory
all
to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
All I need is
Lord,
and
you
breathe through me. You're all I need. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last in our list of, prayer targets today, last in our list is the families of the passengers of Malaysian Flight 370. I can't imagine what that must be like. I cannot imagine. And I would like to ask, or in fact I am asking, one of our prayer team to lift up those families, rather, the passengers that were involved and are involved in the disaster. They have not, at least at last night, a time going to bed. They had not discovered the plane or what in fact happened to it. But every day, hope is dwindling that the passengers, in fact, would be fine. I want to ask one of you if you would pray for those passengers. There may be miracle upon miracle that maybe some or all of them may be alive, which we don't know, because now the plane's path has been mapped to have been over because the plane apparently changed directions over land and all of that. So the plane may have crashed on land, might not have just hit the water. And so we don't know. But anyway, the families, they're suffering. They're suffering. Would someone take up a prayer for that? That God would just bring them peace. You can't even imagine peace in the midst of this. But yes, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Would someone lead us in that prayer right now?
Thank
this
you,
is
Lord.
An Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you, Lord God. And we just
yes.
praise you, oh God. Lord, for we know that you are greater and that you are stronger, Lord. And we know that you
yes.
are life, God. And behold, Lord, you are alive forevermore, oh God. Lord, there's nothing, oh God, on this earth, oh Father God, that you do not see, oh God, or know, Lord God. Oh God, for you
yes.
made everything, oh God, and every person, oh Father God, that is on this earth, oh Father God. And you know who was
yes.
on that flight, oh Father God. And oh
yes.
God, even now, Lord, we just hold the families, oh God, before you, oh God. Lord, asking, oh God, even in this time, oh God, of seen and hopeless,
yes.
oh God. But in you there is everlasting hope and strength, oh God. In you, oh God,
yes,
we pray that you will touch them, oh God. Lord, with your compassion hands, oh God, that you will lay it on them even now, oh God, on their
yes,
heavy
Lord.
Hearts of confusion, oh Father God, of delusion, oh Father God. Don't know what is happening, Lord God. Some
yes.
probably is just so numb, Lord God, that they can't even cry out to speak, oh
yes.
God. Rachel, Lord God, moaning for her children, oh God. And Lord, I know,
yes.
oh God, there were some sons and daughters and mothers, oh Father God, and fathers, oh Father God, and uncles, oh God, nieces, nephew, whatever, Lord God. Lord God, we
yes,
pray that
Lord.
You will touch the families, oh Father God. And oh
yes.
Lord, even, oh
Comfort
God,
them,
even
Lord.
Where they are, because you know, just like you told, oh God, that servant to go to the sea and
yes.
find a and there he will find that money. Huh, Lord God,
yes.
you're the same. You're the same God
yes.
back then. You're the same God now, Lord God. We
yes.
pray, oh
yes.
God, even, Lord, for release today, Lord God. A release,
yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Oh God. Before most
yes.
all, God, that they will draw to you and be saved. Salvation.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
that's always yes. in you, Lord God. In
yes.
Jesus'
yes.
name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Well, we have just a matter of seconds, and I do want to thank you for being alert, awake, and ready as you have been today. Thank you for being part of our prayer team. You are so valuable, and may God just bless you today. In a mighty way, he will give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. I want to do a benediction. I want to bless us as we leave. Second Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. It says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." That's a good word. We thank God for today and what he's done. It's a blessed day. And just go forth in a victory on this day, knowing
yes.
that the Lord is with you.
Yes.
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 Tonight, as we continue to do some work at the building, tonight we will not have Bible study tonight. We're doing some work over there. And we ask your continued prayer for our projects. They're quite demanding, and it's a good thing. That we are able to do them, but they're quite demanding. And so if you would just pray for us continually, just remember myself and my wife, Elizabeth, we're pleased at what God is doing, however. And he's teaching us. It's like school, hands-on learning, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So So God bless you and keep you today in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I have one more request.
Okay.
I'm hoping and praying that, you know, I need prayer for me to become a prayer warrior. I need to become bold. I want to be bold, you know. I want to be more outgoing for the word of God. Lift my voice where I can be heard everywhere. You know,
well,
that's
guess
my
what?
Prayer.
Yeah, guess what, Deanna?
What?
That's already, God already placed that in you. That's why you even recognize it with desire.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're in the company of prayer warriors. You just stay within the company. Watch what happens.
Yes.
Watch what happens.
Praise
God. God is good.
I'm being mold.
Yes. God placed that in you from
before
the foundation of the earth, from before you were born. God placed that inside of you. So it's coming out.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes. God is good. Hallelujah.
All the time.
Yes.
What a mighty good God we serve.
Yes.
I know I'm nothing without Him. Nothing without Him.
I'm telling you.
Believe me now.
I used to wonder back in the day, as coming up as a child, how come my mother could get up so early in the morning and pray every day? How can
you
do it? Well, guess who's doing it now?
Glory to God.
Amen. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I just praise Him. Glory to God. I thank God for it. Amen.
Awesome.
Thank God for that relationship.
And you know what?
God. Hallelujah.
It's a beautiful thing when you can get up early in the morning and give God praise.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's something about how your day goes. Your day just goes so much smoother.
Absolutely.
So much smoother.
Because you're walking in sync with God.
Mm-hmm.
You're in sync. Mm-hmm. You're in step with Him. It's like a dance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is. Two people go to dancing their own thing. They can't go together. But when you're in step, when you're in sync. It's awesome. It's awesome. That's what God is doing. And it's a humble thing. You just go, and He leads and guides. We heard the word from the 21st Psalm. Oh, my goodness. I mean, He's provided everything for us.
Everything. Amen.
Everything.
He gives us everything pertaining to life. Amen.
Yeah, you know, I talk about God as my personal father, you know, as if He was here in the flesh, you know, my dad, you know. So my friends like, you know, where you going? I said, I'm going to my dad's house. You going to my dad's house, you know. You know, God is a wonderful, wonderful God we serve. Because I was worried a few weeks, about groceries and food and stuff like that. And it's a wonderful thing how God placed it in First Lady and Pastor's heart, you know what I mean, to nominate me to be a recipient of these meats, you know. And I thank God for it. God always provide all my needs and give me most of my wants. And I don't know too many people who could say that, but I can say it. I recognize it, and I thank Father God for it every day. I thank Him.
Amen.
I thank Him. And I thank you, Pastor. Firstly, I thank you guys.
And hang loose today.
Amen.
We're in contact with our contact. Oh, we've been trying to be in contact, and we'll try to see what we could do today.
Amen.
Okay.
I'm home.
Okay, well, praise God, I tell you. God is awesome.
Yes,
amen.
Awesome.
His name. Hallelujah. Well,
thank you all. Lord, God bless you, Sister Liz.
God bless you too. God bless everyone.